Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, if you're listening live, it's morning. If you're listening in on podcast, that's a whole other story. And of course, you can listen anytime on podcast by going to RobbieRaw.com. Or you can, of course, go to whatever platform it is that you get your shows on. Maybe it's Apple or whatever it is. And so, yeah, we're super excited that you're joining us today. And I'm really pumped about today's guest. But before I get into that, I just want to thank God for the breath in our lungs today, you guys. You know, I've been thanking him for the breath in my lungs since I can remember. You know, every time I get up in the morning, I thank him. Every time I walk out of the gym, I say, thank you, Lord, for my body that I could actually move. I know a lot of people can't move their bodies, and that's okay. You can still worship the Lord even if you can't move your body. But here's the thing. We're super, super grateful that his breath is in our lungs. His blood is running through our veins right now, and he woke us up for a divine purpose, for his purpose in our life. And nothing is by accident. I'll tell you that right now. Like, I have gone through a lot over the last 5 months. I don't need to get into that, but I'll tell you what. I know that God is directing my steps, and I have trusted in him. And Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And believe it or not, he has done that. And he's given me peace that surpasses all understanding, that he's with me, for me, and within me. And I'm so grateful for that. So today, I have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world joining me today. That's Dominic Ceccaroli from Total Breakthrough. Of course, you'll hear about his story when we come back and talk to him. But we're going to be talking about being ready and prepared and responsible for the storms that come in our life. You know, we don't get a text. We don't get an email. We don't get a warning when the storms are going to come. And I was looking back at the memories on Facebook. Actually, it just kind of popped up. And I think snow was in the forecast last year at this time, and a storm was coming. I'm like, okay, that's perfect. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but it came up as a memory. I'm like, that's perfect for what we're talking about today. We need to be prepared. You know, back in the day, it used to be with candles, right? But we need to be prepared in other ways too, and put on our spiritual armor for what's about to come. So we're going to be talking about that today with Dominic Ceccaroli. And later on in the show, my future niece is going to join me. She's doing a special event today for Roswell. So we're going to hear from her as well. So listen, when we come back, we'll talk with Dominic. You're going to hear about Total Breakthrough right now. Quite an amazing story with Dominic Ceccaroli. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Imagine your heart stops beating for 23 minutes and your loved ones are told you would either be brain dead or dead by the morning. I don't have to imagine that because it happened to me, but because of the power of prayer, I'm alive today. Hi, I'm Dominic Ceccaroli. I received a miracle that day, and as a result of my storm, Total Breakthrough was birthed. My team and I have ministered to hundreds of thousands of people across the U.S. and Canada, and have received tens of thousands of prayer requests. When you submit your prayer request, our team of partners not only will pray for you, but will also follow up with you by phone or email. God is still in the miracle working business, and I'm living proof of that. If you have a prayer request, I invite you to send it today by going to our website, totalbreakthrough.org, and click on the prayer link at the top of the page. That's totalbreakthrough.org. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, everyone. This is Tom Kerber of Kerber USA and SunPowerLED.com. Like an opera singer hitting the perfect note, I discovered 15 years ago, the very light that God himself created could be harnessed to help heal the human body. Photobiomodulation is the process by which specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light can be used to reduce pain and swelling and promote healing. For years, people have used these light therapy devices to aid in surgical recovery, reduce joint pain, eliminate migraines, and recover from sports injuries. These cutting-edge medical therapy PBM lights have even saved limbs from being amputated. Recently, I met with a team of doctors in Israel. Many civilians and members of the Israeli Defense Force have been burned or injured in the war with Hamas and are in desperate need of this technology. If you want to help us send this healing technology for people in Israel, please visit sunpowerled.com and click on the Help Israel banner at the top of the page. That's sun, S-U-N, powerled.com, sunpowerled.com.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure to have you joining us, and just a pleasure to be here at WDCX Radio. So grateful to be part of the WDCX family. And by the way, I'm super excited about Kingdom Bound coming up. Get your tickets now for the best prices. And I will be presenting this year the Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, but also a new seminar too. Kind of what we're talking about today, you know, there's storms going on in our body, in our life, and we have to be ready. We have to be ready. So I'm super excited about today's guest. If you're just joining us, this is about faith, family, food, fitness, finance, and so much more. And one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Dominic Succaroli, is in the house. And Dominic, you just have such an amazing story, and I always like to give them the cliff notes on it because it just blows my mind when I think about it. So welcome today.
Well, yes, I'm so excited to be here again with you. And, you know, the message today is funny. Out of that storm that I had, 10 years ago, this is like the first message that the Lord really brought to me about being ready, prepared, and responsible to pray for people, and also about the, you know, hopefully we'll get to it, be ready for the coming of the Lord too. So yeah, I'm excited to be with you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, give our listeners the cliff notes that might not have heard you before about your heart stopping.
Yeah, well, you probably just heard the commercial. So I was actually leaving a wedding, and on the way home, I started having issues, and by the grace of God, my brother made some wrong turns. I ended up at the hospital, had a heart attack right into the emergency room, and the next thing my wife heard is that I would either be brain dead or dead by the morning because my heart stopped beating for 23 minutes, which means I had no oxygen and pretty much suffocated. All my organs collapsed, and the story goes on and on and on. But with prayer, that thank God people were ready, prepared, and responsible to pray for me. And the grace of God, I came through it. I came out of a coma. Unfortunately, I ended up blind. But I was with somebody yesterday, and he said, "How's it going?" I go, "Well, you know, even though I'm blind, the Lord's gave me better vision. So for the future, so I'm here. I've been excited. I've been blessed, and the Lord has really given me everything I've needed along the way to, work through, this blindness. But actually, the vision has been so cool. So hopefully today, some of it'll come through.
I love it, and of course, you through your ministry, Total Breakthrough, pray for people all over the world. I mean, you have spoken all over, and not only just, spoken and been a testimony to the Lord or for the Lord for what you've gone through, but also you're just such a prayer warrior for people all over the world, and I love it. I love getting your texts, and no matter what I'm doing in the middle of the day, when that text comes, I stop and pray for whoever it is, and it's always something that's like blows my mind that people are going through. And he does hear our prayers. So
yes,
grateful.
You know, well, no, what you were just saying there, if there's that first scripture, which I think we can start with, then I'll share with you something that just happened. The one that says rejoice.
Yes. Well, first, before I get into that, I'm going to say, you know, we are talking about storms of life, surprise storms, right? And like, so a year ago, it came up in my memories, but you know, there's storms that happen in April and May. We're like, what? Wait a minute. I thought it's spring. I thought it's summer. These storms come in our life, and they certainly have come in my life. I know they've come in your life and many of our listeners as well. It's not if the storms come, it's when. And we need to be aware. We need to be ready for that. And the storms have a way of making us aware of how much we need to rely on God. And so preparation for the storms, just knowing God's truth prepares us for those storms and having a strong foundation. You know, kind of went through that 5 months ago and still kind of going through it. But I have peace that surpasses all understanding because I know God's truth. I know he goes before me. I know he's with me and for me. And we're going to be talking about no matter how devastating a storm is, it could be a surprise or it could not be. But, you know, how much that devastation will be so much better if you're prepared, right?
Oh, no doubt. Like, I think you were going to say that, you know, it's good wisdom, right, to be prepared for the storms. And, you know, storms actually, get us in relationship. You know, they have a way of getting us into how much we really do need God. And they get us to focus back on God, you know, when we're in the middle of those storms. So there's something about those that, you know, sometimes we're in the middle of that storm or that we're thinking, you can get overwhelmed and the circumstances can really, you know, can overcome you. But maybe in that time, it's the time to really rejoice and pray because God is using that so you do get in relationship with him. And when you're in relationship with him and you can rely on him, all things are possible. So, you know, if you get into fear mode and you go into the circumstances, right, then you're on your own.
Absolutely. And I think about, you know, it's as I said, it's not if the storms comes, it's when. You know, we go through life thinking, well, my life's pretty good right now. You know, I wish I had this or I wish I, you know, had that or whatever. You don't expect it to happen. It was a storm for you. I mean, you don't get a text, a phone call, an email when you're having a cardiac event. You just don't. It's a surprise, right?
Exactly. And, you know, just in the beginning, you know, like I was just thinking of some stories you mentioned earlier, you know, being prepared, ready, and responsible. So I was flying out to Florida, and I got on the flight, and I was sitting with a couple from Rochester, and, we started talking, and, you know, they asked me about my blindness, so I got into my story, which is a really good thing. It's one of the blessings, I think.
Yes.
And then, so we're going through it, and they shared a little about their story. Well, you know, 3 weeks, I gave her my card, her and her husband. It was Olga and Jackson. and I remember their names now, and they actually called me 3 weeks later.
Wow.
And so you don't need, and they go, can you pray for me? Because I'm going through a really depressed time. And I'm thinking, wow. It's so cool. And then what happened then, on the way back, I flew by myself. I mean, my wife was on that first flight with me, but on the second flight, I flew by myself, and I sat next to some woman, and she was, she goes to me, are you a Bills fan? I must. And I go, yeah. She goes, well, I am too. I usually wear my Bills outfit, but I have my Chosen shirt on. I go, oh, my wife's a Chosen fan, you know. So we were talking about that, but it led me to tell her I was, you know, involved with the ministry. And all of a sudden it opened the door for her to tell me, well, the reason I was really in Florida is my sister-in-law has stage 4 ovarian cancer.
Aww.
And I said, oh. So, you know, we were talking about that. And so she goes on to tell me, you know, I ended up giving her my car too, but she goes on to tell me that, you know, in the story, and I thought that's just so profound because it's really a lot about what we're talking about, going to the Father, having a prayer as a conversation with the Father, having that relationship. And she goes, her sister-in-law was just one day going, Lord, I need some sign. And she said this unique cloud came by, and she heard an audible voice. It, it, audible voice that said, "It's all about my love." And when she said that to me, I said, "That's really it, you know." And so when I got home, I ended up getting a text from her about something about The Chosen to give my wife, because I told her my wife was a fan, and she filled out a prayer request and went through our website and filled out a prayer request. So, you know, you always have to be that way, because, you know, there's so many people out there. It says, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And loving your neighbor is being ready when they are in need, right? And, yes, and the best way you can do is, sometimes conversation is great, but prayer is better.
Yes.
That's all I can tell you. So
I love it. I love that story. And when we're on a plane, you never know who you're going to meet, or wherever you are, you never know who you're going to meet. And I was thinking, we're going to get into all of this, this is just kind of, I want to set the stage for our listeners right now, because, you know, sometimes our life is just going on so well, and, you know, God will open doors for us. Like, he's opened doors for me over the last 5 months that I actually try to shut a couple times, right, you know? And so when you look back at, you know, how his hand was all over your life in times when, I actually posted a song about how, when I should have lost my mind, you showed up right on time. Like, God will show up right on time in times when we really should be at the end of our rope, when we should have been in such pain. He's turned that pain to joy, and then open doors and all of that. And you cannot help but to tell people about his goodness when you've gone through the storms.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. And I was thinking back the other day, during COVID, I probably, through those times, brought me closer to the Lord than ever. And I learned more. I wrote more blogs. When I was on radio, I remember talking about praising God in the storm, which was very misunderstood, because people were dying, and I'm talking about you need to praise people in the storm. Well, that's the truth, but it's hard to, you know, in the middle of it, it doesn't seem like it's making any sense when you're being devastated by loss, which our family was too. But when I look back, it was exactly what we needed, because when you praise God in the storm, you know, he has a way of showing up. And so anyways, there's that. Yeah. And
yes. And I'll say this, and then we're going to go to break and get into this. But 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Do not think it strange. Storms have a way of making us aware of how much we rely on God. And a preparation for the storms of life is good wisdom." And you were talking about that earlier.
Well, do not think it strange. I'll just finish with this. Do not think it strange. The fiery trial which you are about to partake, though some strange thing is happening to you. See, it happens to all of us. But then it goes on to say, but rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's suffering, because when his glory is revealed, you will have exceedingly joy. Mm. So there's something about those testing, those storms, that we can identify a little with what Christ did for us. And then he builds us up. He makes us stronger. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, we'll get into that as when you get out of break.
Yes, I love it. I can't wait, because I just have to say this before we go to break, because I think about this, and I've said it before, probably with you, Dominic, said it with our listeners before, but I always think about the fact that when my mom was, her body was failing, and I knew that her body was failing, and I kept saying to my family, you know, if something happens to my mom, I'm not going to be able to handle it. I won't be able to handle it, okay? Because my mom is my best friend. She's the closest person to me. And when my mom took her last breath here and her first breath in heaven, at that very moment, I had peace that surpasses all understanding. Mm. I couldn't even understand it, but I knew but God, right? I knew God. It was God, right? And I remember my family coming in and going, "Are you okay?" Like, this is 30 seconds after, you know, she passed away. And I'm like, yes, I know who she's with and where she's going and where she went. And that gave me peace that surpasses all understanding.
What you just said, the being a believer and getting there. So I related when my mom died. I go, "Mom, you can go now." And I'll just take a short. She goes, what's taken them so long. She was at so much peace of going with the Lord that I was at so much peace. Same thing. And it's so good when you're a believer.
Yes.
And hopefully what we go through today will help you move toward maybe that decision or just build up your faith.
I love it. I love it. That's a great place to end before we go to break here. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. We are just getting into it. We're talking with Dominic Succaroli from Total Breakthrough about being ready, being prepared, being responsible for when the storms come in your life. It's not if they come, it's when. I'm going to say that again, I'm sure, but it's true. We've got to be grounded. We have to have that foundation in our faith in order to handle those storms. So we'll come back and then we'll continue this conversation. First, you're going to hear from Western New York Pain Relief, Dr. Milioto at Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness. He loves the Lord. He's doing this as part of his ministry. I love this guy. And his staff and him help treat injuries and pain without surgery and without medication. Sign me up, right? All right. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Has constant back and nerve pain left you feeling weak and exhausted? Do you continue to suffer from sciatica, stenosis, bulges, herniations, weak or heavy legs? Do you feel that you have tried all forms of treatment and even considered surgery? If so, I hope this message brings you hope. I'm Dr. Milioto with WNY Pain Relief. My approach to eliminating neck, back, and nerve pain has brought thousands of patients not only pain relief, but restored quality of life. My office is unique and one of a kind, providing customized care to meet your individual needs. I'm here for you and welcome you to call WNY Pain Relief today to see and feel the difference. We provide care and treatment unlike any other clinic, designed to eliminate pain and help you heal. Medication and injections are not the only answer. They leave many people with never-ending doctor visits, with little to no pain relief. Call 650-PAIN today and schedule your free consultation or reserve a seat at our upcoming seminar. WNY Pain Relief. Your pain stops here.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Your financial future. Have you thought about it? Are you planning for it? How much does it actually take to retire comfortably? And when will you be able to do that? Age 63, 65, 70? Get the answers you need through a free WDCX strategy session with certified financial planner and fiduciary Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning in Williamsville. With her help and expertise, she can lay it all out for you.
We take about an hour or so and we'll sit down and go through your whole picture. Where have you been? Where are you trying to get to? What does everything look like? What are our goals? And then after that session, I will send you a summary of here's how we can work together. Here's what I can help with. Here's our roadmap and our next steps that we'll take and what it looks like.
Planning now is vital for your financial future. Schedule your free WDCX strategy session with Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning. Visit WDCXradio.com, click on advertisers, then Haven Financial Planning, providing customized strategies for financial growth.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Silver Grove Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor. Silver Grove Advisory Services and Haven Financial Planning are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And thank you so much for joining us, and so grateful to be here with God's breath in our lungs. And Dominic Succaroli from Total Breakthrough in the house. Yes, he's blind, but he has amazing vision. And he's blind because his heart stopped for 23 minutes. He's here alive. And we're talking about being prepared and ready and responsible for when the storms come. And boy, the October storm, how about that?
Yes, I'm gonna share that with you. That storm, like I said, when I got out of the hospital years ago, the Lord brought that back to me. And so I use it as a great example. So when the October storm would happen, it was early October. It was over 15 years ago. And all of a sudden, I'm at, some of you may know where you were, but I remember I was at Barnes & Noble. I was with a young lady that was living with us at the time. And all of a sudden, I looked out, and I'm going, it's snowing, and it was snowing hard. And during the day, my brother had come in from California, and he was in flip-flops and shorts. So the weather was, I think that day, in the mid-50s, real sunny out. So we start leaving, and on the way home, I'm hearing things, snap, crackle, and pop. It was branches falling because the snow was coming down at a fast rate. It was wet snow. The leaves were still on the trees, which brought the weight down of those branches. They hit the electrical wires, and that left hundreds of thousands of people pretty much without warning out of power.
Yeah. Me included.
Yes. So here was the thing about that.
For days.
For weeks. Yeah. Yeah. So there were people that were prepared. We're talking about prepared for, these are the storms of like what 8 Days of Hope does, right? These storms like this. Well, some people had a generator. They had the gas to go with it, which turned on the lights, and they had the peace knowing that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Most people had no generator, or if they had a generator, they forgot to have the gas. And when the storm hit, it was devastating because now they have, now they got, no showers, there's no refrigerator, there's no computers, there's no communication, sometimes there's no food. People died trying to, there's some pumps wet, and people died in their basements trying to get the water out of their basements.
Yes.
So it's devastating, and it's kind of like what happens in our life. But here's the thing is that some people, right, at that time, people, if you had a next-door neighbor and he was knew how to do this, he could throw you an extension cord over and help you at that time, right?
Yes.
He can give you something, maybe plug your refrigerator in. So that's good. And unfortunately what happens, and we'll get on to the next part of this. Well, unfortunately what happened is after the storm ended, most people did not go out and get another, didn't get their generator and the gas to go with it. And because of that, we all know this. You talked about it earlier. We all know this. There's another storm coming.
Yes.
And so you would think based on that, right, we will all have done that. But a lot of people didn't.
Right. And actually, during the storm, people tried to get generators, and they were sold out. And then, after it's over, they forgot about it, right?
Yeah. So that's not wise thinking, right? Because it says, that we said it earlier, it's wise to be prepared for the next storm. We were talking about our, in our personal lives. So now what happens in our personal lives, the same thing happens. A storm hits, and some people, as believers, are prepared. They have the Holy Spirit within them.
Mm-hmm.
They have the prayer life to go with it, which is the fuel that turns on, activates the Holy Spirit, which turns on the lights, right?
Yes, yes.
For other people, the Holy Spirit's a gentleman, so we, as a believer, we have it. But without a prayer life, it's you're not activating that power. But when you have that prayer life and you have that relationship and you activate that Holy Spirit, it gives you the power. And matter of fact, one of my favorite scriptures is God's power is made perfect in your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is when you're in relationship with Him and when you are, pressing into Him, that's what happens. Now, for some people, what they needed to do in our personal lives, they're calling someone else and saying, hey, can you pray for me? Mm-hmm. And we're saying, yeah, I'll pray for you. And you pray for them, and you're believing that your faith will bring them through. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what happens, even when a lot of people, when their prayers are answered, what they do is they go back because then life can get good. And they forget that another storm's coming down the road. And then when that next health storm comes or a relationship thing happens or you know, children happens, they're still not ready. And what really should happen is a lot. I remember one time I prayed for somebody in need, and then they call me back again. I says, you know, I'm going to do this one more time, but you need to do this for yourself. You need to, you know, you need to get into that relationship where you feel confidence, you know, in your relationship with the Lord, that you know when you ask, you know, that you will receive. And I think that's the point. So in storms of the physical storms and, you know, the natural storms, mm-hmm. really get you to understand, you know, how dumb is it not to get a generator? Well, in our own lives, you know, when we have this God who loves us, that can take care of us, that is, you know, all things are possible with him. And then we call upon other people to pray for us, which is great. But then we don't realize that actually that time was to get us to get into relationship with the Lord, because when the next storm hits, we'll be prepared.
Amen. You know, so, amen. You know. And, you know, Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourself to prayer, be mm-hmm. watchful and thankful. I mean, and God tells us to pray about everything, not just pray about some things, but pray about everything. This is telling us to pray continually, devoting ourselves to prayer in rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so,
hallelujah.
Yeah, praying continually. Well, we're going to go to break, but go ahead.
I was just going to say this. Well, when I woke up, people prayed for me, right?
Yeah.
How, and I recovered. I mean, it was a miracle.
It is a miracle.
How would it be if I came out of there and didn't rejoice and praise God and get a relationship with him, thinking, well, thank you. Then I'm not prepared for all the things that we've gone through since in the last 10 years, we all go through them, right?
Yes.
You're prepared. So you, anyway, so.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And we're supposed to count it all as joy, right? Yes. Too, whenever we have trials and tribulations, which by the way, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I was like, heck, I'm not counting it as joy. I'm going through this. I'm going through that.
Exactly.
But now when we go through those storms, we can count it all as joy because we know what we know, what we know, and you don't know if you don't know. So we're going to be right back.
It doesn't have to make sense, but what God says
trust in
works,
me.
Right?
Yes, amen. All right, listen, guys, we are talking with Dominic Succaroli from Total Breakthrough, and we're going to continue this conversation about being ready, being prepared, and being responsible, and really having that foundation in your life so that you're not blown away when the storms come, right? All right, listen, I want to tell you about the Good Feet store. Listen, I don't promote companies I don't believe in. If you're having hip pain, back pain, knee pain, whatever it is, I want to tell you your feet are related to your knee, hip, and back, and it goes all the way up your body to your neck, everything else. I'm not kidding you. The Good Feet store has helped me tremendously. I could never teach kickboxing and do all the things I do every single day of my life, moving my body, if I did not have the Good Feet store art supports. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey guys, it's health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. You know, my mom always said, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. And she was so right. So when my knees started bothering me a few years back, I knew being in pain wasn't an option. As a registered nurse, I also knew that our hip and knee are directly related to our feet. So I went to the Good Feet store. I took the personalized fitting and test walk and walked out with my own set of art supports that day. The pain in my knee went away within days without shots, surgery, or medication. And these arch supports go in any shoe from my heels to my sneakers. So what are you waiting for? Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Bring your favorite shoes to the Good Feet store today on Walden near Target. Get the arch supports you need to live your best life. You are worth it. And that's the raw truth.
Are you or someone you know struggling with addiction? It's time to take the first step towards a brighter future. Welcome to I Know Counseling and Recovery Services, where hope and healing meet. At I Know, we believe that every person deserves a chance at recovery in a life free from the chains of substance abuse. Our Recovery Peer Advocate Training Program is designed to equip individuals in recovery with the skills and knowledge needed to support others on their journey to recovery. It's a comprehensive program covering active listening, communication skills, and effective support strategies. So if you or someone you know could benefit from our counseling and recovery services or are interested in becoming a certified recovery peer advocate, visit IHNO.org. I Know Counseling and Recovery Services. We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Lois, and I have been working with Robbie since 2018. I have lost over 120 pounds. I started by meeting with her and taking the nutritional DNA test that she offers. The results of the test determined that my body best responds to a balanced nutrition eating plan and gluten-free, which I had no idea about, so that was pretty major. I attribute my weight loss to this DNA test, to really finding out what my body responded to. And the information that you get back from the test is amazing. And like I said, I think it all started. I had hit my rock bottom and I took the DNA test and I was ready to go. Robbie continues to guide me. I meet with her once a month for check-ins. She prays for me and always has tips and recipes for me to try. She's just wonderful in her field and has helped so many people. So I always say, if I can do it, why can't you do it? Information is on her website. Reach out to Robbie. And if you want to be healthy and happy, just start.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And thank you, Spencer, for playing one of my favorite songs, but also for everything you're doing behind the scenes to make everything run so smoothly. So we're here with Dominic Succaroli from Total Breakthrough. And if you're just joining us, you missed half the show. So you got to go to RobbieRaw.com and get the podcast there. Or you can go to Apple or whatever platform you listen to. We're talking about being ready, being prepared, being responsible. And boy, you know, if he doesn't know this, but you know, other than anyone else, he should know to be prepared, be responsible, because he did not get a text or phone call or an email before he had a cardiac event, which resulted in his heart stopping for 23 minutes. But Dominic, we can't always rely on our neighbor, you know, when the lights go out.
Yeah, so that, you know, so as we're just to sum up that story, right, when you have that surprise October storm, you don't want to rely on the next time your neighbor thrown over a cord, an extension cord, so you can put your refrigerator on, because someday he may not be there to do that. And then what are you going to do? So you got to be ready, right? And the same thing happens in our personal life. You know, there's some of us have, you know, maybe we just don't understand that personal relationship. I'm just going to ask you to just go and start talking to God, because he'll be there. But sometimes we just call people and it's okay, but there might be a day they might not be there. And you need to be ready and responsible and just go to the Lord and praise him and worship him and just let him know your concern, your request, because, you know, you're a child of God. He's gonna answer your prayer just like he will answer it for somebody else on your behalf. So just want you to know that it's so important. It's so important because we just don't know what's going to happen today.
Amen. And I didn't have a generator back then when our lights went out for 2 weeks, when our power went out, but I do now. And applying it to our foundation, our faith and our belief in following him. He says in 1 Peter 4:7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober mind so that you may pray.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to just kind of journey over. This is what the Lord really put on my heart. And some of you, you know, hopefully you probably hear this all the time now because of the end of the age, because you're hearing it because what's going on in the world. But, you know, how much, you know, it's devastating when you're not ready for the surprise storms in our life. Mm. How much more devastating, I should say, would it be that if you're not prepared for the coming of the Lord, and if you're a believer, that's what we're here for. We're here to the day that the trumpet sounds and we get to meet him in the clouds, in the heaven, you know, in the air, right? Mm-hmm. We're thinking about that. So there's a story that the Lord brought to me, you know, back when I came out of the hospital 10 years ago, and it was about the 10 virgins. It's in Matthew 25, and I'll just sum it up pretty quick, but at the time, these 10 virgins, they were, they said that 5 were foolish and 5 were wise, and they went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 had oil, they had their lamps, right? So we can go back to the story, right? The lamp, you know, could be that generator, the oil could be the, you know, the fuel, right? And and they went out, and the foolish ones had their lamps, but they didn't have any oil. And so what happened is the Lord delayed, which is really cool, because in our lives, even if we're not ready and prepared, you know, he sometimes wants his children. He wants us to be ready and prepared, so he'll delay.
Yes.
So he delayed, and they delayed, so they slumbered and slept. And in one of the versions, it says it was a long time. So they had plenty of time, the five foolish ones, to get ready. But they didn't, because here's what happened. When the trumpet blew, all of them, you know, they trimmed their lamps. But unfortunately, the five foolish, as they're moving along, are asking the five wise, could they borrow some of their oil? And the five wise says, we don't have enough for us and you. You're going to have to go get your own, right? And the thing is there, if you really think about that, in our life, we can't rely on other people. That oil represents maybe the prayer life. The lamp might represent the Holy Spirit, like we talked about in the other story. And that's what turns on your light. Your relationship, that oil, you know, that oil, that prayer life turns on your light, and that we're supposed to be a light,
right?
And we'll share that in a second. And so the other ones weren't prepared. So what happens is that they went to the bridegroom, and the five walked in the door, and the other ones had it. When they went back looking, you know, they came back, and by the time they got back and they were ready, unfortunately, when the door opened up, the Lord told them, I don't know who you are. And see, in our lives, that prayer life, that responsibility to be there, you want the Lord to say, come on in, good and faithful servant. You don't want him to say, I don't know who you are.
Right.
Right, because he's God. He's our Father. He can do all things. He's at a time of need. So unfortunately, you know, and there's some lights.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Isaiah 61.
So think about that. That's what the Lord is saying. Arise, your light. So that's when we pray, right? When we pray and we're relational, our light shines. And I really believe that if you're that way, that's why some people they'll somehow, no matter where you are, they'll see something about you and they'll know it's okay to talk to you.
Right. Right.
Like, I really believe sometimes that's why I like to be prepared all the time, because I want people to see that in me. Even on plane flights, that they can talk to me and that I'm safe, and I, you know, I want to share. I have compassion for their story, and I think that happens only when you continually spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And then your light shines.
Amen. So, I love it. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation with Dominic. But your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105. I love that.
So good.
Okay, listen, I want to tell you about Catalyst Fitness. It's where I'm teaching right after this. I'd love to see you at one of their 7 clubs. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. As everything is going up in price, gas, food, concerts, games, the good news is at Catalyst, we will always have a perfect fit for your budget. Catalyst has everything you need to be your healthiest, physically and mentally. I invite you to come in and see everything that's new, making Catalyst the cleanest, safest, and most amazing club in Western New York. Go online to catalystfitnessbuffalo.com or visit one of our 7 locations. Catalyst Fitness. Activate your life.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certification. expectations. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And also, I'm so grateful that Kingdom Bound is around the corner. I'm so honored and just in awe of having the opportunity to speak again and see all of our friends from Canada and the U.S. It's just my favorite time of the year to see you guys. Get your tickets now. I hope you're going to be there, Dominic.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to Donna Russo, who's just she's the fuel behind the whole thing, and just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, she's amazing. And Wendy, the whole group over there is just amazing. So, yeah, you know, we're talking about being ready for the storms, and His Word is a lamp at our feet, isn't it? And a light on our path.
Well, that thing. So there's a couple of things here. He says His Word, right? So the scriptures. That's another thing. So a couple of the ways to be ready, prepared, he's saying that His Word. So Jesus is the Word. So when you're reading scriptures, you're really reading about His attributes, His character, all the things that He did. And, you know, you're building yourself up and you're becoming more and more like Him as you go into that. So that's so one way is to, you know, really read the Word. The other way is to spend time with your Heavenly Father, you know, spend time in prayer with Him and praise Him and worship Him and share your needs and everything that's, you know, maybe the things that are going through now and some of the alerts that the Holy Spirit has given you to bring to the Father so you are prepared, you know, for that next storm. That's really, really good. I mean, those 10 virgins, if you really think of it, I mean, we have time right now, all of us right now, you know, there will be the coming of the Lord. Even if it's not in our day, we want it, our children, right? We want them to understand this message because we want them to be a part of the five whys that go right in, right? And not right. The foolish ones that are slumbering. And, you know, why we slumber and why sometimes we don't have that oil, why we're not prepared with that fuel for our house is that the world will just pull us into so many other distractions and diversions that we forget that really from the time we were born that God is yearning for us to spend time with Him mm-hmm. as much as we spend time with our neighbor, right? So you've got to give Him time.
I think one of the worst things that we can do as human beings is to think we have time.
Oh, right.
You know, we don't know. I think everybody that's listening right now knows someone, maybe someone close to you that was in a car accident that died. We don't know. You know, we're talking about storms, but also, you know, Matthew 24:42 says, therefore keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And in 1 Peter 4:7, the end of things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober mind so that you may pray. And Revelation 3:11, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. And then Matthew 25:1-13, and now, dear children, continue in Him so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. There's so many.
So what you just said, so all those scriptures, if you, they sink into your spirit, but how do you get ready? Those scriptures, really, the storms of life, and isn't it really kind of cool if you look at it this way? The storms of life are coming. And if you can really look at those as to really get your focus back on the Lord, because why? Because someday he's going to be coming, right? So you want to be focus not only for the storms, the next storm, it's so amazing how good God is that He uses the storms to prepare us to get in relationship with Him. So when He comes, we're already in relationship with Him, right? If we let the storms come by in life and in our life, and we just ignore the consequences and just keep moving on with life without preparing for the next storm or for a physical storm like another. Mm-hmm. It could be a tornado. It could be a hurricane if mm-hmm. we're living in different parts of the country, right? Or another storm in our own life. You know, I had a heart attack. There could be something else coming down the road. So what do I do? Just ignore the fact and not be ready for that? No.
Right.
But
got to be ready.
But being ready for that also gets me ready for the coming of the Lord because now I'm in relationship with him. So God is so cool.
So good. Listen, we're going to go to break again. We got so much to say today. I wish it wasn't so close to the end of the show here. Thank you, Dominic, for all of that. Haven Financial Planning, Katie Weibel. She's going to be on next weekend. Unbelievable. Okay. She has so much information for you. I just met with her yesterday. I always learn so much. When you tell her you listened on the Raw Truth here or on WDCX, or you heard her from WDCX, you get a free strategy session. I took 12 pages of notes with my free strategy session with her. And she's a certified financial planner that doesn't sell you anything because she doesn't have anything to sell. She truly just wants to help you. Yesterday, I took like 10 pages of notes talking with her. And she has so much knowledge. She loves the Lord. She's my gal. Haven Financial Planning, Katie Weibel. We'll be right back.
Your financial future. Have you thought about it? Are you planning for it? How much does it actually take to retire comfortably? And when will you be able to do that? Age 63, 65, 70? Get the answers you need through a free WDCX strategy session with certified financial planner and fiduciary Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning in Williamsville. With her help and expertise, she can lay it all out for you.
We take about an hour or so and we'll sit down and go through your whole picture. Where have you been? Where are you trying to get to? What does everything look like? What are our goals? And then after that session, I will send you a summary of here's how we can work together, here's what I can help with, here's our roadmap and our next steps that we'll take and what it looks like.
Planning now is vital for your financial future. Schedule your free WDCX strategy session with Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning. Visit WDCXradio.com, click on advertisers, then Haven Financial Planning, providing customized strategies for financial growth.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Silver Grove Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor. Silver Grove Advisory Services and Haven Financial Planning are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts, and I ran 14 marathons overweight. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I've lost a total of 123 pounds with the Raw Truth Recharge. I recommend the DNA test. It will indicate what your body will respond to in terms of diet type, macros, and so much more. Change is difficult, but it's worth it. Renew your mind with Robbie's informative, life-changing approaches to healthy eating and physical activity. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hey guys, it's health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. You know, my mom always said, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. And she was so right. So when my knees started bothering me a few years back, I knew being in pain wasn't an option. As a registered nurse, I also knew that our hip and knee are directly related to our feet. So I went to the Good Feet store. I took the personalized fitting and test walk and walked out with my own set of art supports that day. The pain in my knee went away within days without shots, surgery, or medication. And these arch supports go in any shoe from my heels to my sneakers. So what are you waiting for? Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Bring your favorite shoes to the Good Feet store today on Walden near Target. Get the arch supports you need to live your best life. You are worth it, and that's The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about Onyx Skincare line at McKinley Mall. Today, they're having an event that my future niece is running. You can get my books there. Part of the proceeds go to my sister's scholarship fund, the Arlene Wallach Memorial Scholarship Fund. But it's an event that is raising money for Roswell. So it's at McKinley Mall today until 5 o'clock. It's Cans for a Cure. And check it out at McKinley Mall. And it's right at the Onyx Skincare kiosk there. Let them know you heard it right here on my show. So Dominic, we only have a few minutes left. What do you want to tell people about being prepared?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to the story of that woman on the plane that she said her sister-in-law that had stage 4 cancer said that she heard that audible, that it's all about my love. And, you know, God's love is really what everything flows out of. So being in relationship with him, knowing the heart of the Father, knowing what he did, you know, knowing that he sent his son while we were still sinners to go to the cross, you know, to die so we can be in relationship. Jesus was the way back to him. So staying in relationship with him, being there, that's all you need to do to be prepared mm-hmm. and responsible for, you know, mm-hmm. you know, for the next storm.
I love
it. So it's all about his love.
It is. And, you know, I always say to my kids, he died for me, so I'm pretty sure I can live for him. Yeah.
Praise God.
I think so. All right, Dominic Succarelli from Total Breakthrough. I just can't get enough of what you have to say, Dominic. I just love it because I know the Lord's speaking through you. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Love being here.
Can't wait till you come back next month. Guys, have a wonderful week. Remember that God commands us of the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. That's with what we read, what we hear, what we say, what we do. And listen, all you need to do is seek him. He will direct your paths. Trust me on that. All right. We will see you right back here next week. Have a blessed day. God bless you.